2NURFM 103.7, Amanda McCreed with you, and I'm joined by Jordan Stanford and Prue Morrissey to talk about their nutrition, mental health and diabetes study. Firstly, Jordan, a bit about the study and what you're hoping to find out.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much, Amanda, for having us. So the study is really aiming to understand the relationship between diet and why individuals react or respond so differently. And with the ultimate goal of being able to, I guess, improve our ability to tailor diets more effectively. So not that, personalization doesn't already happen in practice. Both Prue and I are dietitians, so we do that regularly. But it does require a lot of trial and error in order to find the right treatment. So I guess the goal of this study is really to collect what factors might influence, things that make people respond very differently and how we could maybe use them to give up more personalised advice. And this is particularly important for those that are people with certain conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure, where they may be frustrated, where they can't, find the right treatment quickly. And I'm sure many of your listeners, as well as myself, have experienced that. But yeah, I guess Prue is focusing more on the mental health and the importance of that on diabetes.
Okay, well, the study is called the Diet, Quality, Lifestyle and Health Among Australian Adults Study. And as someone who has type 1 diabetes, what does this study mean to you, Prue?
Yeah, look, it means quite a lot. I'm very, very passionate, particularly about this study. Never thought I'd see myself doing a PhD, but I guess what got me into it was that I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes about 12 years ago. So,
and you're only young.
Yeah.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 29.
Wow, okay. I
have to think about that for a sec. I was diagnosed at an adolescent age. For those living with diabetes, it is really, really difficult, and I know that on a personal level, not only physically, but the burdens in living with diabetes, it causes such a mental strain. And I know that for people overall, we know that diet really impacts our mental health. So you could imagine then you add on all the burdens of managing blood glucose levels and making sure that they're, meeting the expectations of all those, GPs and doctors and yourself. It adds on such an extra mental burden. So I guess this study is really, really focusing on, how diet can really improve our mental health and how it's associated with that, particularly for those with diabetes.
Okay, well, you're looking for volunteers. What's the criteria?
Yeah, so I guess with the study, we do have two different phases. The first phase, we're kind of looking for Australian adults in general. Specifically, that includes those with type 1 and type 2 diabetes and any other sorts of diabetes as well. I know there's quite a few. But then specifically, we have a second phase where we're actually inviting people into the university, and that's only for those living with type 2 diabetes that we're particularly interested in. But we'd love to see some more people living with type 2 to come in, and we can do some of those tests to kind of see if some of those markers influence diet and mental health in particular.
So what are the differences in the phases?
Yeah, so the first phase is, as Prue mentioned, it's open to everyone. So it's an online remote kind of questionnaire. It consists of two questionnaires, really, about their lifestyle and also their diet. And then the second phase is open to those that live more locally. And it does have additional criteria, which is available on the website, which we'll tell you a bit more about. And we're doing more of that cool kind of sciencey thing. So we're looking at chewing patterns and how that might influence digestion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're looking at blood to see if we can find some certain markers in the blood that may influence diet. And yeah, so those are those.
That sounds very interesting. How long would the study go for?
So we're hoping to wrap everything up by the end of July, if we can. But yeah, I guess for those that are part of phase one, they are followed up for 12 months. So only three time points. So when they first start, 6 months and then 12 months.
Okay. Well, Jordan and Prue, thank you so much for coming in, and all the best with your study. And hopefully you get some helpful results.
Thank you so much.
Fingers crossed. If you'd like to find out more about the Diet, Quality, Lifestyle and Health Among Australian Adults study or get involved, you can check out our 2NURFM community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.